Welcome back. This is Self-Love 365, a daily podcast in which we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 16. Self-love is not an island. Hello again, listener. Happy Tuesday. We are continuing our discussion of the basics of self-love, the fundamentals that we need in place so that we can explore and enhance a thriving self-love practice. And I want to let you in on a little secret that it took me a very long time to uncover. And that secret is: asking for help is not a weakness. I know. I just blew your mind. Once I discovered that, my world really opened up. And it's something my kids will tell you. I say to them all the time, because I'm now such a believer in asking for help when you need it. And that's not to say it makes it easy, actually. I find that when I repeat things to my kids all the time, it's likely a sign of something that I'm still learning myself. So, but this is the fourth S. Okay, yesterday we talked about security, stability, safety. And then this is the fourth S, which is support. And these things are not opposites. They actually work in tandem. We need the security, stability, and safety. We need that environment, whatever that environment is that we've created for ourselves. And we need support because, as we discovered yesterday, there's nuance. Having security and stability and safety does not mean everything is perfect. So there still will be times of chaos. There still will be challenges that arise. And just life happens. We can't control everything, much to my chagrin. I would love to actually be the puppet master and just control everything in my life, but that's not the way life works. And actually, spontaneity is fun too. So this means that we need to cultivate support. I think also as a result of a very chaotic childhood, I never really learned that you can put support systems in place that will be there for you to turn to when you are experiencing a challenge. I'm sort of processing this right now, but I'm thinking that because of the chaos, because of the lack of communication, that I was also cultivating some sort of new support system every few years. And that was a pattern that persisted for a very long time. Actually, a very long time, because I remember the moment when I realized that asking for help did not make me a weak person. And it wasn't that long ago. It was shortly after I'd had my son, my first son. So he's 13 now, so a little over a decade. But he was a baby, and I remember we were living with my mom and her husband at the time. And my partner, Mark, I'm not sure if we were married yet, but I remember we were in our bedroom upstairs in our little part of the house, and we're hanging curtains in the bedroom, and Mark is tall and I am not. So makes more sense for the tall person to hang the curtain, right? But, and I don't remember exactly what the situation was, but I know that I was having trouble hanging these curtains and he was willing to help. And I was insistent on doing it myself, because until I met someone who was willing to be a constant support, I didn't realize that that was accessible to me. So I didn't know to ask for it. And, you know, I just remember him saying something like, I'm here to help you. Like, this isn't a big deal. Like, we can do this together, or I can do this for you. I don't know his exact words, but whatever he said, it really, you know, turned on a light bulb for me. And of course I got emotional, which is fine, because emotions are a normal part of the human body and mind. And so we had a conversation and talked it through. And I said to him, I didn't know that this was accessible to me. I thought the life I was going to be living, for as long as I can remember, I have thought that I was going to be living life with people around me who couldn't support me, who didn't have their own security and safety nailed down to the point where they could be of support to me. So he really introduced me to the idea that support is good. It is sometimes necessary. And this, you know, something that was not life-threatening, you know, no one's safety was in jeopardy. We're just hanging curtains. But so it was a safe situation in which I could have that realization. And that was the beginning. I mean, I have come a very long way when it comes to asking for help. But it's still not my go-to. I'm still very accustomed to taking care of myself, fending for myself as both a survival mechanism and a sort of strong, independent woman mindset. But sometimes support is necessary. And so I'm trying to cultivate a mindset in which I can recognize when I need the support, and then when I have that epiphany, then I also have a support system readily available to me, because I've been cultivating those relationships and I've also been offering support to the people who are in my, what Brené Brown would call your core five. She, in one of the books, I believe it's in her Dare to Lead book, she talks about having that list of five people that you keep with you all the time, and you know that those five people you can go to at any point for any reason. five is a nice round number, and I can usually come up with five to seven people that I have on my little list. And again, that can also be nuanced. At some points in my life, that list might be a tighter knit list, and at some it might be greater. There are certain supports that I get from certain people that I wouldn't ask for from other people. Just this week, I texted a close friend of mine who also lives nearby and asked if she would be an emergency contact on my children's school forms. And this has always been a big thing for Mark and I, because we don't have family in this area. We're not originally from Connecticut. So we can't put down grandma and grandpa as our emergency contacts. My parents live in Florida and his parents live in Boston. So they're not going to come running if, for whatever reason, the kids need to be picked up from school and neither of us is available. So we have a few people that we ask in, you know, instead of having family. And you know, a couple of those people that I've put down at various times in emergency contact, that's the thing I rely on them for. They're good in a last minute crisis situation. For example, running out of gas, you know, close to home, I called my neighbor, Carolyn, and she came and got me because she's that kind of person. I know I can count on her to be there in that sort of crisis. So it was really cool when I texted my friend. I was putting down on the kid's school form because I wanted to text her and make sure she was okay with it. And she wrote back, "Of course, I put you down for mine too." So we provide each other support in that way. And that's, in this case, that's not the only support we provide each other. But it was just a good reminder that we have support when we need it. And also we need to cultivate that support. I think very few of us are lucky enough just to have support no matter what, no matter when. I think it's more likely that we are cultivating these types of relationships where there's a back and forth. And then when a situation arises and we need to reach out, we have that person in place, or we have several people in place. And again, certainly this is an ongoing lesson. It's ongoing. I'm still practicing it. But it allows me, knowing that I have the support, knowing that I have that handful of people I can call on to for certain things, gives me space so that I can, gives me security. You know, it boosts that security, safety, stability, non-negotiable aspect so that I can continue to practice loving myself. So no surprises here. Your action item is going to be to come up with that list of people. And you can start small if you want to come up with two or three people. And you can be specific if you want and really map out, I would call on this person in this situation. And it doesn't have to be hypothetical. It can be your current support systems you have in place. It's still good to write those out so you can see what they are. So focus on that today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Gratitude for all those of you who listened to this episode, and also to Henry Liu for contributing our original music, and Jesse over at Little Legends Design Studio for creating our custom graphics. Also, much love to all those of you following us on Twitter at 365_self, and to the select few of you who are following the weekly digest over at 365daysofselflove.com. Don't forget, this week's mantra is, I claim my right to self-love.